Welcome to Uni Jena International, the podcast of the International Office at Jena University. My name is Laura Kaden. I work at the International Office, and there I advise people who are interested in studying in Jena. I answer their emails with questions regarding the application, and I check their applications if all the required certificates are submitted and if they are correct. Today is a very first time for me because I am alone in the studio, because I want to explain a very complicated German word today. I hope this is not too boring for you, but this single word is very important if you are interested in studying in Germany. The word is very long and complicated. It's Hochschulzugangsberechtigung. In English, the University Entrance Qualification. In Germany, the higher education qualification is usual the Abitur, the German secondary school certificate, after 12 years of school. This German Abitur is the scale with which certificates from abroad are compared. There's an institution called Central Office for Foreign Education, short ZAB. This office compares the education systems of all countries of the world with the German system, like the amount of school years, the curriculum, meaning the amount and combination of subjects, and whether a university entrance exam was taken are relevant here. Then the central office gives advice on how to rate the foreign qualifications. It can be that a qualification gives you a so-called direct admission. That means that you can apply directly and for all subjects at a German university. It may happen that you only get admission for some subjects, for example, because they are not focused so much in the education system of a country, and so the preparation for these subjects at the university is missing. Then you get a so-called subject-related admission. It may be the case that a direct admission is not achieved with the school leaving certificate from your home country. For these cases, there are some options how the school leaving certificate can be combined to get a university entrance qualification. I will now present you these options. In some cases, you can only start to study in Germany after studying a semester, 1 year, or even 2 years in another country. How long depends on the country. The university abroad needs to be recognized by the state so that we can accept it. These previous academic achievements have to be submitted in the application since they may be part of the university entrance qualification. That way you get a subject-related admission, meaning that you can only study in the field that you already studied abroad. For example, if you studied economy, you cannot start a biology program in Germany, but you can apply for economy, maybe sociology, political sciences, and so on. Another option without direct admission is to spend a year in preparation college. Here in Thuringia, there is the State Preparatory College in Nordhausen and a private college here in Jena. They are, of course, linked in the show notes. At the end of this preparation year, participants take an exam, the so-called Feststellungsprüfung. With this certificate, you also get a subject-related admission because you choose a field of studies in the beginning. For example, if you want to study computer sciences, you will get extra math lessons. So the preparation is really focused on one field of studies. Furthermore, you get prepared with German language classes there. If you already have very good German language skills, there is another option that is a speciality at the University of Jena, the International Pathway Program. Within this program, international applicants can start to study at Jena University without a university entrance qualification. Ironically, this is even a requirement of this program. International Pathway students study 2 semesters, meaning 1 year, let's say on test. If that succeeds, you get a subject-related admission only for the University of Jena. The requirements are very good German skills on the level DSH2 and very good results in the so-called Test Us, a study ability test available online. We talked about the pathway program in this podcast yet with our student Madvi. That episode, of course, is linked in the show notes. By the way, who has already completed a bachelor's degree abroad does have a university entrance qualification with direct admission for any subject in an undergraduate study program at a German university and possibly also for a fitting master's degree. Well, that were the different options for a university entrance qualification. And for some applicants, it is very important how their grade is calculated and how it is combined. That may be important if one wants to apply for a study program with restricted admission, because then in the admission process, the applicants are ranked according to their grades. In general, offering grades are converted into the German grade system. To do this, the Central Office of Foreign Education, the ZAB, provides us with advice on how to do that. The applicants do not have to do that themselves. My colleagues and me do that for you when we check your documents. The grade of the university entrance qualification can be combined from the following elements. For example, only the grade of your school leaving certificate. Or it may be the grade of the school leaving certificate plus the grades of the periods of study to be proven. Or lastly, the grade of the school leaving certificate plus the grade of the Feststellungsprüfung, the exam at the preparation college. And if you already completed an undergraduate study program, that grade is the grade of your university entrance qualification. Finally, I do have a smart hint for you in the end. You can check your university entrance qualification yourself using two databases online. First of all, the one by the DAAD and the one of the ZAB, the Central Office for Foreign Education. You find them linked in the show notes. There you can find out if you are already holding a university entrance qualification and how it is composed. If you have more questions on it, you can always contact the Team for International Students at the International Office. The contact options are listed in the show notes. My colleagues and me are happy to support you. All information on the application for a study program for the preparatory college, all information on the application for a study program for the preparatory college or for the international pathway program, depending on your university entrance qualification, are linked in the show notes as well. Thank you for listening. The next time you will hear me again with another guest. Goodbye.